Hello, my sweet people. I have found again a tiny space of privacy and time to make an audio, which I thought it might have like that it will take longer for me to be able to record something. But as it happens, today was a good day. Today was the day for it. Have to say, I don't know how much time I'll have. I mean, I'm not in a rush, but I do have plans that are not extremely urgent, but there are things that I want to go and do. So we'll see how long this takes. We'll see how into it I get, I guess. I am rubbing myself right now. The thing is that I've been getting in and out of the mood of getting off for this past week. I've been under some stress, and there's things that I need to solve, things that I need to figure out. And if I get off, if I don't get off, like it comes and goes, right? But today I've been in the mood, and I am not like overly horny right now because I got off like 15 minutes ago. So it took the edge off. It took the edge off, and I do want to keep playing, but I'm not desperate like I was a couple of hours ago. So yes, I am rubbing myself right now. So yes, that is happening. I always ramble. I'm going to ramble. This is hi, this is me. But I did want to kind of get more straight to the point today. What can I tell you right now? Oh, I did go out today earlier, and because I'm dumb, I mean, I'm not dumb, you get it. I just didn't think things through. And I left like the window open, and when I got back, my room was freezing cold. And it's not freezing cold right now, but it is still cold. And temperature play is nice for me when it's on the warmer side. Cold is, I guess it's nice to play around a little bit with it, but I prefer the warmth. I prefer hot. I prefer not to freeze. I prefer to not like a shock of cold. It's not comfortable. So yeah, I am a little bit cold, which I have to say, I find it's like the dumbest but perfect excuse to use the warm loop. Because, I do need to warm up quite fast, so I'm going to do that. I have it. Oh my God, I'm really wet. I am really wet already. I'm not only because I am wet, because I am turned on, but also because I got off. So there is a lot of stickiness going around. Do I actually need the lube? No. Do I want it because slippery is nice? Yes. But also I want it because it's going to get warm, which nice. So this has like, okay, so you like twist the cap so it closes so it won't leak. And I never remember which side it is supposed to go to lock on or unlock it. So I, yes, there it is. Let's put a bit more. Dripping wet is nice. Dripping wet is nice. Dripping wood is nice. And yesterday I had to buy more pads because I ran out of pads. So I have a new package. And it's warm. It's getting warm. I was saying that I have a new package, so we're good, we're good. If I need one more, I can get another one because oh my God. I'm going to get right to it. With. I have no patience. Whatsoever, no patience. I was rubbing on my clit. I put the lube on. I wrapped it in a bit. It started getting warm, and I'm going to start to fuck myself because I want to drag the lube into my pussy with my toy so it gets warm on the inside as well. Okay, so let's calm down a bit. I no, let's not I'm tripping already. I'm tripping already. To give you a visual of what I'm wearing right now. I bought a new dress. Oh, fuck. I bought a new dress and it's so pretty. Oh, it's a pretty dress. It's black. Oh, fuck. And it has white dots, but it's tight on me, on my waist. On my chest. Oh, and my tits look so cute. So I pulled it up. I pulled the dress up. I was wearing it today. I went out to do some shopping in the market. And I looked so pretty. I looked so pretty. And I got part of the reason. Fuck. Part of the reason why I got so turned on today was because I was wearing this dress. It was a nice day today, and I wanted to wear it. Because it was sunny outside, and I liked that I didn't have to put anything on top of the dress because it was a nice day, and I did just go out on it. And I love wearing dresses. I think I've mentioned it before. I love wearing dresses. I get so turned on when I'm in a skirt. Oh God, fuck. I like wearing skirts and I like wearing stuff that is like easy access. I've mentioned it. It's not news, but I really like it. It turns me on to think that I look really pretty on a dress, that it's so easy to get out of the way. So you get access to the tasty bits, you know? You can pull You can pull it down. There's leaves on the sides, and get my tits out in the open. Oh fuck. You can pull up. Oh fuck, the skirt. And get my pussy and my ass exposed for you. Oh fuck. Oh god, you have no idea how much I wanna get fucked in a dress like this. So wet, it's so wet. Oh God, how do I get so wet? How do I get so wet? How do I get so wet so fast? Fuck. I'm in a puddle again. I'm in a puddle. Oh fuck. Oh god, I can't. I need a break. I need a break. I need a break. It's wet everywhere. It's wet everywhere. Fuck. Oh god, how do I get so wet so fast? It's such a mess. Oh, now my ass is so wet. I don't like being in a puddle. You know, I like making the puddle. That's all fine and good with me. I like that she's dripping everywhere while I fuck myself. But I don't like to be on top of the puddle. I don't like to feel. It is. I will figure out a way eventually to be comfortable long term. But as it is, I move the pad around to not be on top of. Because it's not just that the pad gets wet. Okay? It's not just like, oh, you know, there's a bit of liquid in here and the pad absorbed it. It goes to the point that the pad does not absorb the water anymore. So there is an actual puddle of liquid, and I am on top of it, and it feels uncomfortable to me. I It's so stupid, but I can't stand it for some time. But then I just cannot. It gets to a point where I just need to move out of it. So I just moved out of it because I just don't like how it feels. I was going to watch porn today to make this audio. But I started watching like Pornhub because the only other website that I've ever watched porn in, I mean, no, let's backtrack. I've watched porn in several other websites, okay? I usually nowadays use Pornhub because it is accessible. It's right there, but there is one website. It is a paid subscription, which is porn with it's, I don't know how ethical it really is, okay? Not really. I don't know. I've no idea. I don't know about all of that, but I like Lust Cinema. I personally admire Erica Lust very much. I always get the 3 months every time they're available, or every time there's like one 3 months for the price of one. I love it because X Confessions and Lust Cinema are amazing. Now I think they're all just one website, and I'm dying to get the subscription for that, but it's like $30 a month, and like that is a bit excessive for me right now. But I love it. I love it. And I've never like explored it in full, like gone to see everything that's in there. But I like the focus they give on the videos. Like, they sometimes take one kink and like hyper focus on it. And I love it because usually videos on Pornhub and, you know, the male gaze, the female gaze, there's differences. Okay, there's differences. And I'm not going to sit down right now and explain the difference from the male gaze to the female gaze in porn or in general, right? But I like the I do like the hyperfixation on a kink and not just the way that it's done on Pornhub, because it is for men. Okay, it is for men. Pornhub is for men. And sometimes I can do it, sometimes I just can't. And I was looking at Pornhub today and I was just not feeling it. Sometimes I can do it, and as I've said, I usually do it. Most of the time I just use audios, but when I'm trying to get something like visual aid, I go for Pornhub because it's free. But today was not it. It was not it. I don't know why. I don't know what I was looking for. I don't know. Everything that I was trying to like fixate on, kinks that I usually go for, models that I usually like seeing, I was just like, it's just not. So I decided to not do it because I was going probably just going to get turned off. I did. There was something that I wanted to use, though. I am on the brink of heavy rambling right now. I will try to control myself, but my head works in a way that I need to get some things out of the way first so I can proceed. So I'm going to go into this whole fantasy versus desire conversation, right? So there is a huge difference between fantasizing about something and actually wanting it, wanting it. Okay, fuck off. And I'm not going to sit down also and explain the differences between, or explain like not everything that I fantasize about, something that I want. There are things that in real life I do not want, but I am going to fantasize about at some point. Some things I actively try not to fantasize about because I sometimes feel like morally wrong thinking about, or things that I really, really, really personally do not like that I just do not see the point in fantasizing about them, because not even in fantasy I would enjoy, because I know in real life I wouldn't like it. There's a lot of kinks. I think the idea of some pain, it's nice, but actually I just don't like the pain. There is a fantasy that I have, one of like these, I'm a submissive person, right? I have not made it a secret. I don't know how much it comes through in my audios, but I do feel like I am more submissive than dominant, that's the word. And there's this, you know, this going down on my knees for someone and giving head, and the idea of getting my knees bruised while doing so is very fucking hot. But a few days ago I scrapped my knee because I hit it against it's very difficult to explain without giving you the full image. So the thing is that I scraped my knee and I'm hating it so much. The pain from the head was intense, and this last couple of days I have a bruise on my knee and it's very painful. I like it's not terribly painful. I have not taken painkillers or anything, but it's so inconvenient. I am not enjoying it at all. Figures if it was from getting down on someone and getting my face fucked in a way, I maybe would have enjoyed it more, but as it is, the pain is not enjoyable. So I'm not into the pain. I know that I'm not into the pain, and I usually don't fantasize about a pain. What I like about the image is the power exchange, which is a part of BDSM that I am into more than the masochism. This has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. What I was going to talk about is infidelity, right? Cheating as a kink. But we'll cut off your dick if you cheated on me. Or worst, pretend that I am perfectly fine and isolate myself. I would never forgive someone if they cheated on me. I would never forgive someone if they cheated on me. So it is not something that I fantasize about either being done to me or doing to someone. Because I know how it can damage a relationship. And it is entirely too much betrayal for... It is quite heavily, emotionally heavy for me. And I don't like it. I don't like it in real life. And I usually don't fantasize about it in general. But then, I've been quite horny. And, you know, the horny brain can get behind some things sometimes that you wouldn't if you were, like, in a sober mind, right? So this notion of cheating has been in my mind. Right? So, obviously I don't like the image of someone cheating on me, but like, there's two scenarios, right? For me right now. The first one is, you are in a relationship with someone else, right? And let's say you love this person, or you don't love them, I don't care. That has nothing to do with me. But still, despite the reason of however that is working for you, you still want me so much that you don't care about what the fuck is going to happen with this other person, how they're going to feel. It doesn't matter. You don't want to hurt them, I'm guessing. But it doesn't matter as much as how much you desire me and how much you want to fuck me. And that is hot. That is very hot. The idea that you want me so much that you don't care about others and you will just ruin everything just to have me, and you will have me just for a little bit. I would not get together with you. Definitely I would not get together with someone who is cheating on their partner with me. Like, that is not going to happen. So it's just going to be, you get a taste of me, and that's all that you're going to get. But even then, just for that tiny taste of me, you're willing to sacrifice everything. And that is extremely hot. That is something that I can fantasize about. Oh, fuck, that is... That is the idea that you find me so hot and so desirable, and that you want to have me even just for a little bit. That you want to know how I feel. You want to know how I taste like. You want to see for yourself. how wet I can get. I want to see if you can make me get as wet. Can you do it? Do you think you can get this pussy to drip as much as right now? Oh, fuck. And it's dripping. Oh my god. Do you think you can make me sound like this? Do you think you can make me moan like this? You're only going to have me for a little bit. And never again. Just one time. Do you wanna? Will you do it? You get to fuck me, but just once. Oh my god. Fuck. Can't hold on to it. Oh fuck, I can't. I'm gripping it so tight because it's slipping on my hand. It was a nice fantasy. It is a nice fantasy. You see how much I got into it. God. Oh, that's nice. But that was just one fantasy. There is the other possibility, which would be, I am in a relationship with someone. You know, I have my partner. And let me tell you, I love them very much. I love them very much. And me being me, I would only be in a relationship with someone that I love very much. And they love me back. They adore me. They're so nice to me and so kind and so loving to me. Because otherwise I wouldn't be in a relationship with anyone if they don't treat me like a fucking princess, you know? But you also like to treat me like a princess. And let's say, I don't know what's going on in my relationship. Maybe there's something that's not quite working, you know? Or maybe it is working, but you're just very hot and flirting with me. And let's say, let's be dramatic, okay? Let's say you're seducing me and it's working. And I am so turned on, and I am so into you, that I don't really care, and I'm sure my partner loves me very much, and they satisfy me, but you can do it better. And I know you can do it better. And the thing is, I am so self-indulgent that I don't want to deny it to myself. If you can treat me better, if you can fuck me better, why wouldn't I have it? And, you know, I convince myself that my partner is going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to understand. Because they love me so much. That they wouldn't stop me. They would want me to have so much pleasure, and you can give it to me. You can make me feel, you can make me feel so good. Oh, fuck. Ah! You can make me feel so good. Ah, oh, you can fuck me. So good. Fuck my brains out. Oh! Oh, fuck. Ah! Ah! I fuck my G-spot. Oh. I'm rubbing my womb. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm always going to come back to it. I'm always going to come back to being bread. Oh. I want it so bad. I want it so bad. Ah! Oh, fuck. Stop for a second. Let's stop for a second. Let's breathe. So those are the two sides of the fantasy. Oh, God. They're hot. I don't know which one I like the most. I would, oh my god, I will roleplay that so much. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. So sticky and I'm dripping everywhere and my womb feels so good. Oh god. My womb feels so good. In this pretty dress. Pulled up. You can imagine me however you want. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to ruin your relationship for one night with me? Huh? Or... Oh, fuck! I like that one. I like that one. You can't help it. You can't help it. You're only going to have me one night. But one night with me is worth it. You know it's worth it. Can you hear this pussy? Can you hear how wet it is? How creamy? How leaky it gets? Oh, it's the best. It's the best you're ever going to have. Oh my god, it's the best pussy you're ever going to have, and you know it. You know it, and you want it. You want it, you're dying to get a taste of it. You're dying to be the one who gets to fuck it. You're dying to be the one who gets to breed it. Make me all dumb and happy. Oh my god, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Ah. again. Oh my god. It's a good thing that I came when I came. Oh god, my eyes are watering. That went in a direction that I was not expecting it to go. God, but it was nice. It was a nice fantasy. I mean, I didn't even go into details of anything, but it was nice. Hopefully you'll like it. I mean, it's going to be someone's cup of tea, I guess. I don't know what tags I'm going to put into this, so hopefully they're not misleading. And it is not so much a surprise what is going on from what you saw in the tags, if you got all the way to this point. So yeah, I had a good time. I think I'm going to have a little bit more time to do another audio, because the uncertainty remains, and I like this, okay? I love getting off. The thing that I have explored the most with audios has been vocal, because believe it or not, I was like speaking out loud and actually like moaning out loud was not something that I was that I did regularly, mostly because I was self-conscious about being hurt. I came to a point in which I found privacy in a way that I felt comfortable enough to try out being more vocal and verbal about the whole thing. And the thing is that I really enjoy it. I think it turns me on a lot to express how I feel and what I feel and what I'm thinking and what I'm fantasizing about, than just imagine it. Or thinking about it. So I really like this. I really like this. And I want to keep doing it. And the fact that I get to share it, it's very interesting. It's very nice. So yes, I do want to keep doing it. When I'm going to be able to remains uncertain. I found time today. I think, as I said, I'm going to have a bit more opportunity to do so in this upcoming couple of days. But then it goes up in the air again, so we'll see. You will still be getting audios from me from time to time. When? I don't know, but they will keep coming. You just have to, I don't know, check my profile, I guess. See if I've updated anything. If you're interested in that. So yes, I did mention that I had things to do. I need to clean up and get up and do the things that I need to do. I'm still horny. I'm still horny, and I probably will be getting off again. I don't know if I'm going to record it. I don't know if I'm going to go all the way and fuck myself or just do some external play. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm probably going to get off again. That's a nice fantasy for you to have. Think of me getting off, because I have a great time doing so. This is quite a short audio. I mean, short in comparison to previous ones. So this is nice. This is nice. I hope you have a good day wherever you are. Oh, it's Halloween! Right, today is Halloween. It's not a big thing for me. Like, culturally, it was not a thing as it is in America. For me growing up, so it's not. I do like. I'm gonna watch a horror movie today, just to commemorate the date. Usually I don't do any of the costume things, like costume parties or shit like that. When I was younger, in high school, my friends used to do it, and we got makeup and shit just for doing so. It's not a big thing for me. But I do like horror movies, and I do try to watch horror movies on Halloween because it feels like it is the perfect day to do so. So I'm probably going to watch. If you have any recommendations for horror movies, that will be great because usually I just criticize them because they're shit. So if you know good horror movies, like frightening, like really, really scary horror movies, let me know and I will judge your taste. So, have a good day and see you when I see you.